Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Simon Harris features in three of today's lead stories. The Irish Independent focuses on a dilemma which the incoming Taoiseach appears to be having in terms of whether he should move Helen McEntee out of the Department of Justice. Philip Ryan and Fionnán Sheehan write that there are fears within the highest ranks of Fine Gael that moving McEntee could be seen as caving in to far-right and anti-immigration protesters. The Irish Daily Mail dubs its lead story as exclusive. Brian Mahan reports that Simon Harris has asked party members involved in two separate forums on farming and small business to come back to him with ideas which could be included in the party's general election manifesto. The paper takes this as an indication that Mr. Harris is gearing up for an election, despite his assertion that it is not his intention to hold a general election within a year. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Times reports that Mr. Harris is planning to bring in a package of measures which includes a €70 million tax boost for business. Social media should be considered a public health risk. That was the view put forward by psychiatrist Professor Matthew Sadlier at a discussion on the dark side of social media at the Irish Medical Organisation's AGM. The Irish Examiner reports that motions were passed by the IMO calling for a public health strategy to combat social media addiction, use and harm, and for a ban on the use of smartphones in primary schools. Turning now to the Northern papers, the Irish News carries the finding of a study conducted by academics at the University of Ulster, which suggests that billions of pounds spent on peace-building projects in Northern Ireland, funded by the EU over the past three decades, have exacerbated division rather than improved relationships within communities. The body which oversees the programme has, however, rejected the findings of the study and criticised its methodology. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on the role that an inadequate water supply is having on house building in the north. Water issue delays 19,000 new homes, is the headline there. Back in the Times, Jack Power is in an interview with Michael O'Flaherty, who has just taken up the role of Human Rights Commissioner at the Council of Europe. After first training as a solicitor, the 65-year-old Galwegian joined the priesthood for a brief time in the 1980s, and after that he went on to work for the United Nations on the ground during the Bosnian War and later in Sierra Leone. And finally, images from the dramatic rescue of a little girl off the coast of Dunleary are carried on the front of the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. All three papers report that the girl, who is about 6 or 7 years of age, was swept off the back of the East Pier at the height of Storm Kathleen on Saturday evening, and that the puffer jacket which she was wearing helped to save her life. Seemingly, the capsules of air which became trapped in the girl's coat while she was in the water helped her to stay afloat. Puff, the magic jacket is a headline in the Mirror.
Fiona, thank you.